All right, we do it every week. Evan, you're making a face. Is there a problem?
Yeah, Heather must be deaf. These things were screaming at me.
Okay, I think that's where Jeremy sits. All right, look, either way, it's time for Who Said It. All right, here, I'll start. Michigan's the greatest. They're going every game by 100. Oh, I know, John Jansen.
I was guessing David.
I was going to say Kenny Cott.
Go ahead.
All right, number one. I have to imagine that all of the offense, like everything they want to do, that they probably can do with Sudfeld than they can with Hooker.
Oh, Christ, backup QB talk.
Huh. I'm going to guess Doug because that's all I had to listen to for the past couple days.
Real quick again, Dick, David.
What did you just call him?
I was about to say Gator. Because I'm thinking Gator. So.
Wow.
I'm thinking Gator, but I meant to say read it again, David.
Oh, okay. I thought you were calling him Richard Nixon.
Didn't hear Gator. I know that. I have to imagine that all of the offense, like everything they want to do, that they probably can do with Sudfeld that they can with Hooker.
Yeah, I'm going to go Gator. Afternoon show, backup QB talk. Midday show, I should say. Backup QB talk. Yeah.
Evan, you look absolutely lost.
I'm going to say Kang. It does sound like it's that show, but it's just a lot of words.
So we're all covered here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me.
You get to be the tiebreaker, Mike.
And you don't think we're sleeping on the morning show?
I mean, there's a chance.
Yeah, but this is midday wheelhouse.
But the actual breaking down of like what you would run with Nate Sudfeld.
Unless you think it's Jansen.
I never guess Kang because I forget about him.
How?
Well, okay, here. Ready?
Yeah.
Because I don't listen. So I just would. I'll go with Evan here.
Who said it?
Ah, let's go.
Ah. All right, please stop it. I don't want to hear any more.
Well, you already hear the show.
I know. I don't need to hear it twice.
You cheated and lost. Go ahead.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to do something
there? I
thought
you did say Doug, Danny? Didn't you?
I did. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to do something as a rule?
I didn't know which one of them it was. I knew it had to be one of them.
Oh.
We root like hell for them to get out. Start over. We root like hell for them to get hot at the end of the season.
She's having a heart attack live on the air.
He went all Porky Pig. Bidi, bidi, bidi. That's all, folks.
We root like hell for them to get hot at the end of the season. We root like hell for them to get at or near above 500. And we root like hell for this team to do something about it in the offseason.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm just going to guess it's Cookies because after they beat the Cubs the other day, he was acting like they won the World Series and the future's bright. And
what is wrong with him lately? These last couple of days, between this and not curb-checking John during that Michigan stuff.
Hey, you win 1-162 in
jet lag.
Late August when you're under 500.
I'll go Cookies then. You seem convinced. And the whole root like hell, he uses that a lot too.
David, who is eligible? Everybody?
I mean, I've said something similar, but I don't think I said it that way.
See, I was thinking it was you.
But I say directly, not in the chicken way, you say, no, it's on Chris Ilitch and Scott Harris to spend some effing money. Period. I could have said this, but I know I say it a different way. I'll go Cookies. You know
Cookies?
I'm going to say Rieger because the root like hell thing to me sounds like a Riegerism.
Rieger.
We root like hell for this. And we root like hell for that.
Damn it.
You guys could be right, though, so don't change, please, on my account.
Damn it. All right, Evan, you're locking in?
I'm locking in.
All right, David, who said it? Yes!
All right.
I'm glad you guys didn't change.
Yeah, and I root like hell for you to grow a pair and check your co-host, Jim.
Well, he said he is going to check his cash and ticket co-host.
Yeah, he checks you, no problem.
Yeah, no, exactly. The one who puts money in his pocket. Isn't it nice how that works?
Y'all ready?
We are.
All right.
Please.
Oh, I'm just shooting you straight. Yeah, all right. He'll be Tommy Tough Guy because he doesn't like a bet I want to make on rice or something. It's like, oh, okay.
All right. Baez is done.
It is the truth.
It is. You produce Cash the Ticket. Oh, he'll get up there and he'll just try to go to war with me. And then I'll listen to him be a complete pussycat with his co-host. What? He owns a catio. He likes cats. It's factual.
Loves cats.
Oh, gee, John, tell me another football story.
But he does love Michigan, right? Isn't that what we just
said? Go Costa. It is official.
He's a Central Michigan grad.
Please. That school ought to be razed to the ground.
Davis, please.
All right. Baez is done, at least for this season. You might see him sparingly. You might see him every Sunday. You might see him pinch hit with guys on base. But you will not see Javi every day at short.
Hold on. Why would anybody pinch hit that guy with runners on base?
The minute you make the call, men on second and third, two outs, bring bottom of the ninth, bring in Baez, here's what happens. Like now, a chair comes from the upper deck to take out your spine.
Now batting, Javi Baez.
And dead. He walks to the on-deck circle. Chair from God.
So with having said all that, I'm going Gator. I don't know why you would... We're not going to see Javi.
I also love how they go, you're not going to see Javi a lot, except here are 17 instances.
And the most crucial part of a game.
Now, in all fairness, this show we talked about, we never wanted to see him
right,
again.
That's why I don't think it's us.
I don't think you're offering up pinch hitting with runners and scoring.
Because remember, I said give him the extended vacation. Javi, you can go wherever you want now. On us.
You think that's Gator?
Javi's tweeting from Cancun during the third inning of a game.
Could it be Wojo?
Wow.
Maybe. He barely worked, didn't he?
I was going to say, it would have to be in like, that's like grading a football player on one series. Like Bob gets one series running with the ones a week.
Didn't he write something about Joe Milton, though, with one series in?
He may.
Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started about that piece.
Did he say that about Shea Patterson? Did he say that about John O'Korn?
Please stop, I beg of you.
Did he say that about Brandon Peters?
Please, get this guy out of the studio.
Brandon Peters! Did he say that about Davis Warren?
Please stop.
Fill in the quarterback.
Wilton Spate?
Didn't I hear that about Alan Bowman?
Come on, man. Who said it?
Sorry.
Who said it? Gator?
I'm going to go Kang.
But if... No, Kang is too smart for that. Runners in scoring position were pinch hitting Javi? Kang wouldn't say that.
I'm going to go Kang here, actually.
Oh, my God. David, who said it? Jeff.
Maybe he was being facetious.
No, he wasn't.
I want to hear the whole clip now. Now, we... Nope, stop. He's being serious.
Yeah, he really was.
He's being serious.
I thought David added editorial there for a second.
Oh, my God. That's heinous. All right, David, next.
I mean, a lot of people are pigs. I don't think there's that many pigs in office settings.
No, I guess he must not work here.
Oh, we have pigs.
The people that talk on their phone while they're on the can, it is the grossest thing in the world.
Did you tell him about the other day? I was in there the other day.
Yeah, I told him.
And I flushed three separate times.
Oh, that time?
Because the guy was on his phone.
You were giving him a clue, like, hey.
It was speakerphone.
Oh, yeah.
So I hit all three stalls as I walked to the sink, and then he gave me a dirty look. I mean, I did hit three stalls to flush, but anyway. I think it's a morning show topic, right?
I think I may have to implement the Evan Jenkins rule.
All right, he's janking himself.
All right.
I'm going to say Heather, because she doesn't really get the full grasp of this office. You know, they leave pretty early on. They don't see people in the morning. They don't get to see the pigsties really happen.
David, could you one more time quickly?
I mean, a lot of people are pigs. I don't think there's that many pigs in office settings.
I don't feel like she'd use those words, though. Like, she's a very nice person.
I'm going to go morning show, Gov.
He should know how messy people are here. He worked with Stoney for, like, ever.
He works with Costa.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. You're going Tom?
I could see him sticking up for, you know, he's management, so.
Yeah.
Aren't pigs around here.
All right. I just hit who said it. We got it. We got to move.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, for a guy that sees nobody in an office setting.
Right. And never is in the office.
It's like me talking about like figure skating. I don't know what I'm talking about.
All right. Thank you.
That was an outstanding who said it.
It was.